Welcome to the Destination Begin podcast. I'm your host, Kristen Smith. I've lost over 250 pounds. I've started my life over multiple times and managed to find humor, lessons, and joy in the process. And now I'm here, sharing those stories with you. Thanks for joining me. Hi. Welcome to the podcast. I'm a few days late this week, but better late than never. So here we are. It's just been a crazy busy week. And so I got a little sick and I got a little busy and this got pushed to the bottom of the list. And I also lost my voice for a couple of days. So a little bit of a like, okay, that's an excuse, but it's sort of a good one. But so much has been going on. Oh my gosh. My sister was here. So fun to have my sister here. My sister is not a morning person. She does not do boot camp style workouts. And yet she was up and on the beach for class every day that she was here. Because that's my sister. Because she's a rock star. Because she supports me in everything I do, which is phenomenal. If you've been listening for a long time, you know that I didn't always get to say nice things about my relationship with my sister because we were all estranged. And when I saw her walking over to join class, especially on the second day when like she came on Sunday and it was tough and it was all of our gear out on the beach and it was a partner workout. So she had to work out hard even if she was tired and she was so sore. So then Monday at 6:30 a.m. when I saw her walking up, it was like the greatest thing, the greatest, kindest thing ever because I didn't require her to be there. I wouldn't have thought twice. I was so happy she came once. And that was even more than she needed to do. And she came again. And she worked out. She's like, I thought I was going to die, but I was there. And then she went back to bed. So it was so nice. So it was great to have my sister here. Fun to walk down memory lane with her a little bit. As I'm starting to write my memoir, I come up with lots of questions. And I need to understand things from the perspective of the other people in the room back in my memory bank. So it was fun to go down memory lane and talk. And, you know, one thing that I really came to understand in a pretty quick instant in talking to her is I have to tell my story. Like, I have to tell this from my perspective because we were raised in the same house and in the same situation, but our perspectives are totally different. And it's not my place to tell her story. And I also can't let my story be influenced by other people's stories to that degree. I mean, I can tell a little bit of it, but that's going to become a little bit of a challenge, I think, just because, you know, you want to tell the whole story of everything that you see, but, you know, I can't speak for everybody. So it's going to be interesting to continue walking down this road, but it was super fun to have them here. And then on the weekend, I had heard from the race director of the Lifetime Miami Marathon that they wanted to talk to me about Miami Beach Boot Camp because there were so many of us that had signed up and listed that we were part of this team, Miami Beach Boot Camp. And so the media director, race director, reached out to me and asked, you know, who we were. And I told him and he said, oh, I'm going to have a reporter from the Miami Herald reach out to you for a story for the marathon. So I thought, oh, okay, that's nice. And so sure enough, this woman, Susan Degnan, called me and said, hey, you know, I'm doing this story on the marathon for the sports section. And tell me a little bit about this Miami Beach boot camp. So I told her a little bit about what we now call, we've changed the name to Miami Beach Fit Camp. And she said, why did you start it? I said, I came here after COVID and I moved from Minnesota. And she's like, why fitness? I said, well, I used to be overweight. She said, oh my goodness. Anyway, we went down the bunny trail of, oh my goodness. And she just got totally sucked into my story, which was really fun. So we ended up having several phone interviews. And then she talked to everybody that is running either the half marathon or the full marathon with me, with our team for the fit camp. And she said that she would write a story. And she was so sorry. She wanted to make it longer, but, you know, she's limited to space. So I didn't know what it would be because she kept saying that. But on Wednesday afternoon, she texted me that the story was live and it was a big write-up on the Miami Herald webpage, and they had sent out a photographer on Tuesday to take photos and videos during class. And so they had a couple pictures and then this amazing article she had written with quotes from all of our runners and quotes from me, and kind of talked about how I came. And the headline was, you know, this former 400-pound woman, now a muscular marathon runner. And it was just so surreal. So really fun. And then I saw this morning that last night the video photographer had also done a story with the interview he did with me on the beach and then the images he took. And so that made me really happy because he actually asked me, you know, why? And I talked about, you know, your life doesn't have to stay the same for one more day. And he showed our class and he showed us running on the beach, and it was beautiful. It was this amazing story. But then this morning we go to boot camp and Roxy comes walking out with the paper version of the Miami Herald. And the front page of the sports section has me on it and a picture of the boot campers. So it's like the top fold is me and then you unfold it and there's this big picture of our class. And I just started ugly crying because I never I didn't try to do this. I didn't try to get in the paper. I didn't try to start a boot camp. I didn't try to do anything except get unstuck. And to just think that if at any point in my life you had ever said to me, hey, Kristen, you're going to be on the front page of a sports section. I mean, it's so funny and also so emotional because you tell me what is not possible for you in the face of this. You tell me. Because I was 400 pounds and couldn't go up the stairs without breaking a sweat. And now I'm featured on the front page of a sports section of a newspaper about to run my fifth marathon and having run a boot camp gym for 3 years. Life is crazy with its opportunities, people. Oh my gosh, I just can't believe it. What's really funny is we had a new person at class today and they saw everybody clapping for me and saying congratulations and then saw me crying and she thought that I was pregnant. To which I'm like, hey, I know I'm a little heavier now than I normally am, but come on. But no, she doesn't know me, so she doesn't know that's impossible. But anyway, surreal. So all that to say, you don't you dare tell me that there's anything that you can't do and that the limits in your past, they don't have anything to do with the possibilities of your future. Nothing. The limits of your past have nothing to do with the possibilities of your future. And I'm a normal little girl from Minnesota with no special anything, just popping her head out from the little bubble to say, what's out here? And I want all of it. And that proves to you that if I can, you can. Because a lot of people have a lot more opportunity than I did. And a lot of people have a lot more people cheering for them than I did. And a lot of people didn't have to overcome brainwashing and being stuck and being overweight in the first place. And a lot of people get really, really far with no fetters. And a lot of people have big fetters and they go a little bit. Your past has nothing to do with your future. The end. So if you want to do something, it's just a matter of getting the courage to say, what if I could? And then starting. And don't wait till Monday. There's a billion Mondays that are never going to get here. So you start now. You'll start today. Dun, dun, dun. There's the end of your motivation speech. But that's the whole point. That's the reason I'm doing this podcast. That's the reason why I quit my job. That's the reason why I count my pennies. And that's the reason why I spend all my time helping people, trying to inspire people, trying to shake people loose from the ideas of what they can't do and into the idea of what they can, because I've lived it. And being unstuck is the most joyful thing. And unless you've been in prison, it's hard to understand how wonderful it is to be free. But we're all in prison in some ways. I'm still in prison in some of my thoughts and some of my actions and some of my beliefs. We all are stuck in limiting places, either physically or emotionally or in our relationships or in our job or in our simply our just beliefs about who we are. We are all stuck in some way. And the more free we get, the more free we get, the more opportunities we take, the more we defy the I can'ts with the maybe I can, the more we get out of this one big, beautiful life. You don't have a redo. You may believe in reincarnation, that's fine, but you're not going to be aware that that's your second time. Like, if you're reincarnated right now, are you aware of your last life? It's not like you're like, yeah, last time I screwed it up, now I'm doing it right. No, as far as you know, you got one shot. You got one shot. What are you doing with it? Redeem the time, make it count, go do things. I'm 45. I spent most of my life on the couch, and now I'm 45, and I've got another probably 40 years to do cool things. You get yourself unstuck, it doesn't take that long. You think, oh, it might take me a whole year to lose weight or a whole year to get that certification. What's 1 year in the grand scheme of your whole big, beautiful life ahead of you? What's 1 year? What's 6 months? What's a day? It's nothing. It's a little drop in the bucket, so start now. Okay, I'm all done with that. Anyway, so that's been going on. That's cool. A little shout out. One of my clients, friends, a longtime listener. She goes by Molly B. I just want to tell you, young lady, I'm so proud of you. Molly B is not her real name, but that's what she goes by. So I don't know if I can use her real name, but she's been working with me for a couple months. And when we first started, she was very overwhelmed at my program because there's lots of pieces and you got to download an app and you got to go online. And she's like, I'm not good with technology. I'm not good with all this stuff, which, you know, I said to her, I don't think that's true. I think maybe it takes you a little time to get your arms around it, but I don't think that you're not good at it. Stop saying that. I don't know that she stopped saying it, but the bottom line is she's mastered all the things and she's been cruising along and she's been setting up her habits. She started with having a really hard time getting any water in to getting up to 32 and then 64 and then some days 80 ounces of water. Boom, boom, boom. Up-leveling her lifestyle, getting movement in, getting daily movement in, doing workouts in her little home gym with her Lululemon mirror that she wasn't using. One step at a time, getting more and more ensconced in healthy habits. And this week she's having a hard time, and life is happening, and it's not so easy, and she's not quitting. So listen up, Molly B. You show up today just as you are. You're just fine as you are. Yesterday doesn't matter. Tomorrow is in here. Just be so proud of everything that you have done and just float from minute to minute because you are doing it. Even if you don't feel like it, you're doing it and you're fantastic. So you go, Molly B. I'm so proud of you. I sent Molly B a bracelet in the mail. I make these bracelets. If you'd like one, message me. I might make you one if you're real nice about it. But I mailed it to her and she got the envelope with the card and no bracelet. So, I mean, I'm going to send a new one, but I don't know if it fell out or someone stole it. But if they stole it, they certainly got a great message on that bracelet. Anyway, a little shout out to Molly B. And, you know, I don't know who a lot of you are, but if you reach out to me and tell me you listen, then maybe I'll get to shout you out too. So anyway, what else is going on in this world? Not a whole lot else is going on. Running this marathon is going to be cool. And then the next day, I get to go to Minnesota and I get to be a guest on a podcast there. I met this woman at the Minnesota State Fair when Rory and I were there in our wedding outfits. And she has a podcast about dating and about interesting people in Minnesota, two different podcasts. And she just saw us walking around and she interviewed me for her podcast. And I don't think that clip went anywhere, but we kept in touch. And I said, hey, I'm coming to Minnesota. I want to have you on my podcast. And she's having me on her podcast. And so on Tuesday next week, I get to go and record a podcast with her. And then she's going to be on my podcast. And I'm so excited because she's had a life transformation by way of changing her nutrition, which is so important. Weight loss is important. If we're overweight, we should try to get our weight to a healthy level. But beside that, it's about our health. Because you can eat a whole bunch of fake products. You can eat a whole bunch of chemicals to lower your calories and burn weight off your body. But if you're toasting and burning and filling your body with chemicals and destroying it from the inside out, who cares what you weigh? And, you know, this American diet that we have, even if you don't have a weight problem, can be causing massive problems to your health. And so nutrition and health is really, really, really important, not just weight. I'm not just here to talk about weight. So I'm excited to have her on. So that'll be really cool. And then I get to spend time with my family. I get to go see my aunt and uncle on the farm. And it's supposed to be kind of warm, so I'm not going to freeze my patootie off. So that's really, really good. So what else is new? I can't think of anything else. I'm trying to think of something else that might be new. There is nothing new. Zero things are new on the beach. We have had crappy weather. I mean, it's been cloudy. It's been windy, but it's all relative. My sister got here and it was 60 degrees and I kept apologizing and she was like, well, it's 60 degrees warmer than home. Touche. But still, it's been kind of crappy weather here on the beach, but we're surviving. We wear our hoodies and our stocking hats out on the beach for the workouts and there you have it. So we have a new coach with boot camp. His name is Eli. Eli is 22. He is phenomenal. He's so talented. He's so smart. He's so fit. And he's going to end up on TV one day or in movies or like one of those like Peloton instructors that gets massive endorsement deals. And I have him working for Miami Beach Fit Camp for as long as we can keep him here before he gets discovered because he's that phenomenal. And so it's been really exciting to see everybody fall in love with his workouts. And I'm so grateful he's going to run class so that I can be gone for 5 days. And I'm a little worried about coming home because people will be like, why are you back? Where's Eli? It was kind of like a couple weeks ago when Roy was gone and Lil Regis was just looking behind me like, where's Roy? I'm like, hi, I'm on my chopped liver. I'm here. That's how it's going to be when I come back after Eli's here for a week. But it's a good problem to have, let me tell you. So this podcast does not have ads from other companies in it because I don't know why. I don't know how to do that. But I do have a couple of companies that I work with where I do earn commissions. And these are companies I feel like I feel good about promoting. And so I'm going to talk about them really briefly. Cure Hydration. It's electrolyte packets. I use this every single day. Roy and I use these every single day. Wake up in the morning, you're dehydrated. You need to wake up by putting water in your body to refresh your organs, give your belly a nice little rinse, and to wake yourself up. You should not be having coffee right away. Now, this is hard for me because I love coffee. But water with some electrolytes in it is a really great way to refresh your system, to hydrate your organs, to hydrate your entire being, and wake yourself up with natural, healthy electrolytes, magnesium, potassium. Cure Hydration is my favorite. It tastes the best. You can use my code KristenSmith20 when you purchase online at curehydration.com, save you money. You can also subscribe and stack my discount with the subscription of 15% off. So great deal. It's my favorite. So that one. And then I just found a protein powder that I will finally endorse again. I used to endorse First Form. I don't anymore. It's whey protein. They have too many ingredients. Plus the company, I just don't agree with them. I found this company called Equip Foods. I love what they do. They have grass-fed beef collagen isolate that they've made into protein powders. So I'm not a big fan of supplementing a ton of your life with protein shakes, but I do like to have a protein shake and I do like to make Ninja Creamies, but whey protein bloats me. There's no brands I've found that taste good that aren't full of garbage until I found Equip Foods. So Prime Protein is their brand of protein powders. They have all kinds of other great supplements I'm just learning about, but basically, their chocolate protein, it's beef collagen isolate plus organic cocoa powder and organic stevia. That's it. But if you don't like any of that stuff, they also just have a plain, unflavored, zero flavor powder that you can add to soups, you can add to smoothies, you can stir some into your coffee. It doesn't taste like roast beef. Calm down. People ask me this all the time. It doesn't. There's no flavor to it at all if you want the plain kind. But you can use the code THEKristenExperience and you can save 20% on your first order. Give this a try. You'll really, really love it. They have also really great flavors, natural flavors. You can read on their website, equipfoods.com, how they strive to have the cleanest, most pure ingredients out there. They do not believe in putting chemicals in your body in order to hit your protein goals, and neither do I. So I really love this company. I love what they stand for, and I've finally found a company that I can promote. And yes, I make a commission, so that's a way that you can support this podcast and support me without buying products from me. I just get a little kickback from them. But when you use my code, you save too. So equipfoods.com, curehydration.com, check them out. I believe in them. And thank you for supporting me and the podcast. Sometimes it's hard to figure out what our purpose is or what we're really here on the earth to do. And while I can't help you with a formula that will tell you that, I can tell you a few things that help you figure it out. So it's a little brief episode today to talk a little bit about some skills that you can develop that will help you kind of come a little bit closer to at least living with a little bit more joy and purpose. So this is a One of the first things that I sit down with a life coaching client to do is to say, all right, what are some things that you can remember starting from the youngest age that you can recall up until the present moment? Let's list the things that bring you joy, the things that have brought you joy, the things that you did, spent time on that were so engrossing to you and enjoyable that you felt like no time had passed or that didn't feel like work at all. Start making an inventory list, the things that brought you joy. And next to it, write down a list of things that you could do that would take under 5 minutes to feel joy now. And they don't have to be related. But as you're coming up with this list of things that has brought you joy in the past, sometimes it will trigger memories that make you say, oh, I should do that again. Like, for instance, it always gave me joy to bring flowers to the neighbor on Mother's Day because she was older and her kids were grown up and gone. So I might say, oh, that brought me joy to give flowers to somebody that was forgotten. And oh, you know what? I should give flowers to somebody in my building this week, or I should remember somebody's birthday. Those types of things will pop up into your now. Because whenever you go back in time in your soul and you connect to joy, even if it's just to make a list, it brings joy now. And that joy likes to be expressed. Joy is like a bubble. It wants to come up and out. It wants to be released. And when you tap into it, it's so contagious and it's so big and vibrant and alive that it wants to spill out. And so what happens is, as you're making this inventory list, you're going to easily make a list of all these little things that you can do right now that will bring joy into your life right now. So that's the first step. And sometimes this takes a little while. You're going to sit down, you'll write some things. But if you leave the paper open and a pen handy and leave it where you can see it, over the next few days, you might think of quite a few more things to add to that list. And that list can grow. So if you start back when you were a kid, you know, for me, I liked to jump rope. I liked to hit a tennis ball up the basement stairs and wait for it to bounce down to me. And then I would hit it back up. And I would do that forever because there was no one to play with me. Womp womp. And that brought me a lot of joy. Turns out I actually really like to play tennis now, which I just started taking lessons, which, you know, I didn't make the inventory to remember that and take lessons. It just happens to be coincident. Like, oh, I remember loving hitting a tennis ball when I was a kid. When I was a kid too, I would go to church and I would just feel like I would feel so fervent. I wanted to be so good and I wanted to love people and I wanted to be like Jesus. And so I got a notebook and I wrote a on the top of each page, I went through all of the people in the church and I gave each person a page in my notebook. And my goal was to write down something good, something nice, a character quality about every single person in the church in that book. And I would work on it. And every time I thought of something, I would add it. I mean, and it was tough because there were people there I didn't know super well, like the old people or people's parents that I ever talked to. But that brought me joy. And I think about that now. It's like, oh, you know, I should do that now with my fit campers. I should make a list of the traits that I see in them and then tell them that brought me joy back then. Why wouldn't it bring me joy right now? So these memories of things that brought you joy, it doesn't matter how big or little they are, write them down. Second thing that you can do to really kind of connect with your purpose is you can say, life is like a candy shop. And there is a beautiful display of all kinds of candies. And I could walk you in there and say, okay, which one of these candies tastes the best? And do you want to have a serving of every day for the rest of your life? And you might say, I have no idea what any of these taste like. I can't possibly choose. Well, sometimes that's where we find ourselves. We have time or we have energy or we know that we want to do something, but we have no idea what we might like, how we might like to spend our time, or how we might like to give back. So this is where we say life is a candy store. It's time to try some things on. So this would be make a list of some things that sound a little interesting to you or that you've always wanted to learn about and brainstorm a list of 15 to 20 things. Things like, you know, taking a class or volunteering or donating money to a specific charity or something like that. Something that you just thought maybe you'd be good at, or maybe mentoring or volunteering or maybe creating a nonprofit. That's actually easier than you think it is. Make a list of those things and then say, all right, I have no idea if these things are going to be a part of my purpose, but I need to find out and pick five and say it's time to do a taste test and figure out a way to dabble in five of those things. And you don't have to do them all right away. You know, maybe take the next couple of months to say, all right, I've always wondered if I'd be good at art. All right, find that art class and sign up. Or, oh, take a ceramics class. Or, you know, I've always thought it would be great to mentor somebody. Maybe I should ask around amongst my friends if they have kids that are looking to go into the profession that I'm going into. Can I set up time to just have a meet and greet with somebody that I know is a child? Maybe I could volunteer with Big Brothers Big Sisters. Whatever it is, make a list and then commit to dabbling a toe into the water. Taste testing, because you may meet with a student for a mentoring hour and it may light you up in a way that you had no idea was possible. You may take a lesson or take a class and you might tap into hidden talents that you didn't know have. When I started taking tennis, I had no idea I was any good, and I'm still not phenomenal, but like I found out I have some natural talent. So now it's more exciting for me, and that's something that I want to cultivate. It's important to taste test and dabble in new things to get new inspiration and find new ways to light up parts of you that maybe have always been there and are massive, but you didn't know because they had never been triggered. You had never had a chance to use that skill or see something in that way. So if you're looking for some direction in 2024, now that the New Year's resolutions are done and we're just kind of on our way in the year, there's two prompts that I hope that you'll find useful for you to find a little bit more direction and purpose and vision in your life. So connect with the joy that's inside of you, that's always been there. Make that list of things that bring you joy. Determine to start doing it now, the little things you find. And then create a beautiful display of life's candy and decide which ones you're going to taste and when, and get after it. Life is short. We get one, as far as we know. And why not get everything out of it that you want? Why not explore everything that you possibly can? If you take a class and you don't like it, what's the worst thing that happens? So you wasted time and money on a class, but now you know, right? If you spend time to mentor somebody and you realize I'm not that great at it, well, you still will have given an hour to somebody that appreciated your time. So you can't lose. So there you have it. I would love to hear what you experiment with. I would love to hear some of the things that bring you joy. Let me know. I always love to hear from all of you in podcast land. And then maybe I'll share it here. And what you find joy in will be something that inspires someone else to find joy in too. Thanks for tuning in to the podcast. I'm so excited you're here. If you want to interact with me, go ahead and send me an email, Kristen@KristensmithOnline.com. Follow me on Instagram, The Kristen Experience, and make sure you share this podcast with a friend. That's all I have for you today. Have an awesome week. We'll see you next time here on Destination Begin.